The Viral Volley Podcast. I sit down with three fiery freshmen from UCLA Beach Volleyball, two Floridians, one in a 6-foot blocker from Merritt Island, Florida, Lexi Denneberg, the other Floridian, a 5'10 defender from Oviedo, Florida, Riley Powers, and the lone Californian from Santa Monica, California, a 5'10 blocker in Devin Newberry. Here this week on the Viral Volley Podcast. All right, good day, everyone. We're here with UCLA Beach Volleyball's Lexi Denneberg. We've got Devin Newberry and Riley Powers joining me here on volleyballmag.com or the Viral Volley Podcast, depending on what you're watching, which device, and whatever platform you're on. But thanks, ladies, for joining me on the, we'll call it the Pod Vodcast right now.
For having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Interesting times for sure right now, and I'm sure that you know, we'll have a lot to discuss, but I wanted to hit you guys up with certain questions just to talk about this last season here, even though it was a shortened season. So first of all, with only two losses for the Sandy Bruins during this current season, is looking like UCLA could be heading back to Gulf Shores for a potential national championship defense. Take me through the emotions that you guys had upon discovering the season had come to an end due to the pandemic. And let's go ahead and start with Lexi.
Honestly, it like didn't really feel real at first. Like, I know we were all like really hoping that there was something someone could do to like keep our seasons going. But like, as it got more real, I think it got like more okay, because like we were just trying to all be safe and like protect everyone, but like obviously it was like really terrible, but like we can't stay in that state of mind forever. So
how about you, Dev?
So I actually was really impressed with the way it was handled, because so we first got together as a team and we had heard rumors that like it was gonna, our season could be canceled, but we didn't know for sure. And so everyone was super emotional and super upset, but like our immediate reaction was, okay, well, nobody's gonna stop training. Like, we all wanna go to lifting still. We all wanna do this. Let's all quarantine together. And we were trying to figure out any way possible. But I think especially for me, Riley, and Lexi, like we all kind of sat down together over the next couple of days, and the first days were really emotional, but like towards the end, we tried to have the best attitude we could, where like we're thinking of this as like a do-over season. So, and nobody really gets that lucky to have experienced almost a full season and then get to go again and restart like it didn't happen. So we, I think overall right now, we're just feeling really grateful for what we had and taking it into next season.
How about you, Riley?
For me personally, I think it was super hard, just because like, I don't know, like preseason and like all season, we just like worked so hard, and then like to not even know what Gulf Shores is like, is like really hard. Just like, we're gonna have to do the whole thing again, which is like really exciting. But like, I think everyone, like especially the freshmen, just wanna like experience Gulf Shores, experience Pac-12s and that kind of like that stuff. But I'm really grateful that we do get another year.
Now, obviously, all of you are from, for the most part, different areas. You got Dev on the West Coast, you two on the East Coast, but it seems like the three of you have a pretty special relationship on and off the court. What is it that makes the three of you connect so well?
I think it started in summer session. Like, we just spent every single day together for so long. And like, I think we're all a lot of the same like types of people. We all like want the same things, and we like do a lot of the same things, and we honestly just genuinely love each other. Like, I know in summer, like we were really upset, me and Riley were, when like we had to go home and like we were separated from Devin. And it was just like that much better though when we got back together. But Yeah, I mean, I love that how close we are.
Go on, Dev.
Yeah, I think we talk about a lot how there's not, you usually don't get a class of only three people. Like, you see a lot of bigger classes, and especially at UCLA, we're probably one of the smallest classes they've ever had. And so we always talk about how lucky we are, because you don't usually find a class where everyone gets along so wonderfully and like is genuinely like so close. And so I think it was really crazy, because after, like, we don't get put with each other for roommates right away. So we kind of, after like the month of summer school of us being together, we were like, there's no chance of us getting sick of each other. Like, we're spending every day, every second together, having sleepovers, hanging out during the day, night, breakfast, dinner, lunch, whatever it is. And I don't think there's ever been a time where we've been like, I think we all need a break from each other. Like, any break is too much for us. So I think it's just really, it makes UCLA that much better.
And how about you, Riley?
I'm like super lucky. Like, I love you two so much. And it's been really hard, like, not being with them every day, just because we are so close. And like, it's really great to like do everything with them, like on and off the court, like practices, weights, and then like other stuff that doesn't have to do with volleyball. Like, it's not just volleyball. Like, we spend time like outside of volleyball doing other things. So I think we're all really lucky.
Well, actually, it's a good lead into my next question, because given these times right now with COVID and what does quarantine life look like for the three of you, especially in light of the relationship that you've developed this last year or even like 18 months or so? And we'll start with Riley this time.
Okay. Since I've been quarantining, I haven't really been doing much. And I think for me, it's been really hard. Like I was saying, just because like everyone was together every day. And I mean, we've been doing like team Zooms like once or twice a week. But obviously it's not the same. And I think it definitely is hard to stay as connected as we were when we were at school. Well, I think everyone's trying their best, but I think everyone's really excited to get back to school and see each other again.
How about you, Dev?
Yeah, I think everybody just keeps, like, especially us, we keep texting each other like every week how much we miss each other. So I think for me, it's really hard to be away from the people who I built such close relationships to. But at the same time, I'm really excited to be back, and I'm not worried about our relationships or anything like that, because I think everyone on the team is so close, and especially our class is so close. So it's more of like an excitement of everyone's just so anxious to see each other again. So yeah, and my quarantine life's been pretty boring, but I think I'm just trying to focus more. We were really, really lucky to be on the quarter system, because we got to switch classes to classes that we probably wouldn't have taken because it would have been in season. So I think we got to kind of dive into school a little bit more. So that was pretty exciting, and that's new for everybody.
And how about you, Lexi?
Yeah, I mean, my quarantine life's been better than I thought it would be, just because, like, I'm keeping myself busy and, like, I'm still able to train and work out and stuff like that. But I think that I've really, like, spent a lot more time with my family, and I'm able to spend a lot more time on school now, which is something that, like, I didn't really get to do for the first two quarters, just because we were always so busy. So I think that now, like, we've been through it for like a while now, but I'm like, we, like Devin said, we text each other literally every week telling each other how much we miss each other and just like how much we cannot wait to get back. And honestly, I think this whole process is just like helping us for when we do get back, because then it's just going to make it that much stronger.
Well, one of the things that I got to be a part of before we all went into, the full stages of the pandemic, was I got to see your last duel at USC against Pepperdine and USC. So getting the opportunity to see you all play that night and then have the news break literally right around 4 p.m. about things happening in the NBA, the shutting down of matches. Did any of you have any suspicion as to what was going on, and had your parents who were allowed to watch, because there was a very small crowd due to, you know, some concerns, but Like, what was your initial reaction upon hearing that news? And we'll start with Dev on this one.
Yeah, so we had found out a couple days prior that at USC, we wouldn't be allowed to have any fans, just family members. And even then, it was really exclusive. Like, you were allowed two tickets, but you couldn't give those to anyone else. Like, they were for your parents and for relatives. So I think that I was still like, okay, well, we can survive with no fans. Like, that's really not a big deal. But I had no idea that it would be taken to this extent. And I think I never fully took it seriously, because I don't think it was that's the way it was portrayed until it actually, we were like told that season was being canceled. I just never thought it would happen.
Yeah. And how about you, Lexi?
Yeah, like, I think when they told us that, like, the NBA was, like, canceled, I was, like, for some reason, I was, like, oh, it's not gonna happen to us, like, we're fine, like, we have a duel this weekend, like, we're gonna go play, and then literally, like, that Thursday, that Friday, like, stuff started getting canceled, and I was, like, wow, this is a lot more real than I thought it was, and it, like, I don't know, it didn't really hit me for a while after, like, obviously, we were really emotional, but I don't know, it just, like, I don't think we took it as seriously as it has gone at the time.
And Riley?
Yeah, I remember when we went to go play USC and Pepperdine, they were like, no fans. And I was like, whatever, like, it's fine. And then I remember I went to bed that night, and then I woke up, and then I just remember, like, everyone was just, like, texting each other because, like, Pac-12 posted something that, like, all their events were canceled. And then I was like, wait, like, what's going on? And then I remember, like, a day or two after NCAA was, like, everything's done. And I was, like, I, like, just didn't expect it to get this bad. Mm-hmm. Even, like, when the NBA canceled everything, I was, like, I didn't think anything was going to happen. So it was, like, really surprising.
Yeah. Well, let's take a break right there here on our interview here. I'm here with Lexi Denneberg, Dev Newberry, and Riley Powers of UCLA Beach. I'll be back in just a minute. Everyone, welcome back. You're watching the Viral Volley Podcast. I've got UCLA Beach's Lexi Denneberg, Dev Newberry, and Riley Powers joining me here on today's episode. Thanks again, ladies, for joining me here this day and our quarantine edition, week 8, I believe it is, for all of us. So always a pleasure to speak with all of you. A few more questions for you as we talk about this last season here, this abbreviated season, which happened to be your first season. But each of you, prior to coming to UCLA, were extremely successful. Dev with high school indoor powerhouse, Marymount High School right across the street from UCLA, then partnering up with a buddy of mine, Lindsay Sparks, for Junior Olympic Games in Argentina. And then Riley and Lexi, you are both named as ABCA High School All-Americans. And I got to meet you guys over the club season in 2019 as well, seeing you guys play in the finals. But can each of you share your journey to UCLA and what brought you to UCLA? And we'll start with, we'll go with Dev on this one.
So I was always indecisive of whether I wanted to play indoor or beach, like my freshman year up until then. And I think it took playing more competitive beach volleyball to realize, like, I want to be playing this sport for the rest of my life. So once I knew that decision, there was no question whether I was going to go to a different school other than UCLA. I always knew if I was going to do beach volleyball, UCLA was for me, because when I visited there, it felt like, everyone says you just know the feeling. And when I went there, I just knew, like, I felt like I was already there, especially with the girls. Every girl who has a recruit was so amazing and so welcoming. So I committed there my sophomore year. And then the journey to get there, I'd say it's actually, I would think that it would be less stress once I was committed, but I was always stressed out just about getting to college and really worried about what it was going to be like. And then when we finally got there, we got to do summer school, which was really helpful because we got to ease into the program. But it was like, it was just the most amazing experience that I could ever be a part of. Like, college is so about you being independent and getting to practice on time and working out on your own and doing all this stuff by yourself. So I think you learn a lot about yourself on the way. And yeah, it's just, it's really amazing. And so I'm happy with the decision I made.
Good. How about you, Lexi?
Okay, so growing up, I actually was like a soccer player and I played soccer and indoor. And for like a really long time, I thought that I would never be able to choose between soccer and indoor. And so as I got like older, I started playing beach volleyball more. And then like once I started playing beach volleyball, like that was it for soccer and like indoor. Like I was playing beach volleyball. And, like I knew I wanted to do that in college. And for me, it was harder. Like I had to visit a lot more schools. Because like we're in Florida, so it was harder for me to get out to California sometimes. But once I visited UCLA, it's kind of like how Devin said, like, you just like, I just knew. And like when I got there, I felt like there was nothing else that like felt right other than UCLA. And like my dad always told me, like, if you like want, if you're gonna regret not going to a school, like, then that's the one you should have picked. And like I always like knew that UCLA was where I wanted to go to UCLA. But yeah, so I committed my sophomore year, and then from sophomore year on, I was just like really excited to get there. Like I just could not wait. And so I had like a lot of senioritis senior year. But then like we finally got there, and it, like I tell this to people all the time, it's so much better than I could have ever imagined. Like the people, the programs, the coaches, the teammates, like literally everyone is so helpful, and like they just make you feel so at home and like just such a family, and it's amazing.
And how about you, Riley?
Well, freshman and sophomore year, I didn't know like if I wanted to do beach or indoor. And then finally, I just love beach a lot more, so I just chose to do that. And like Lexi was saying, it's really hard to like visit other schools that are out of state just because like everything's really far, and it just, it's a whole process. But as soon as I got to UCLA, I just like knew it was where I wanted to go. And I committed my sophomore year, and yeah, like literally all of high school, I was just like, oh my gosh, like I cannot wait to go. Like I was just so excited. And then I got there and I was like, this is literally blew all my expectations out of the water. Like through like, I've just met so many great people, and like not even just athletics, but it's just such a great school academically, which I think we're all really lucky to have. So
I got to ask, because I'm not familiar with the area, Merritt Island and Oviedo, but I noticed that you, Oviedo, is in the state championships for Florida. And what about Merritt Island? Because it showed you were playing some indoor as well, Lexi.
Yeah.
Did you guys end up playing each other in indoor at all?
Oh, we're no, we were in different divisions.
And what's that again?
We're in different classes. So, like, I was in 9A and you were, what, like?
6A.
Yeah, so we never play each other.
So unlike Devin, who just dominated all of the CIF Division 1A division, she just was just a superstar. Like, wait, that's the same person that was playing beach. So next question for you guys is, so how is your transition from high school beach to playing for Stein in such a prestigious collegiate beach program, especially now being a back-to-back national champion? We'll go with Deb.
Yeah, so I think that our sport is still continuously growing, but I think that it's hard as each class graduates and moves on to college, it's hard to get a really good group of people all together in the same area to train when you're in high school. Mm-hmm. So going to college, I knew it was going to be a tough transition because you're never going to be fully aware of the competition you have. And I think when we entered my orientation for summer school, our athletics director said it best: you're surrounded by people who are the best of the best at their own schools. And when you're surrounded by that, it raises you to a level that you've never even thought you could reach before. Like every practice of ours, I was blown away because there's nobody on the team who's like the bad player or the person who can't like keep up with everybody else. Like everybody's at such a high level that when you're training, even if you have a bad practice, it's still a relatively good day considering how amazing everybody is on our team.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Lexi?
Yeah, I think that, like, I try to be as much prepared as I could for college, but it's just, like, something that, especially in, like, playing under Stein, like, he expects the most out of you every second of practice. And so, like, I think that was something that I really learned once I got there, because I found a new, like, discipline for a 3-hour long practice, which is something that I don't think I did, like, when I was in high school for sure. So he expects a lot of out of you in that aspect of it. But for school especially, like, it's just a lot of time management that I had, like, no idea, like, just figuring out all your classes and getting enough sleep for weights the next morning and finishing your homework, studying. It's just, like, a lot, but that, like, that grows you, I think, without, that grown me without, like, even noticing, I think. But, like, looking back on it, like, I've grown so much since I was, like, in college.
And Riley?
I think it's definitely a lot different, and it's a grind, but, like, I love it, and it taught me so much, like Lexi was saying, like, in high school, like, I feel like I didn't have the mindset where I had to, like, be disciplined and focus every second of practice, and I think that's something I learned as soon as I got to, practice with Stein, like, literally every second, like, you just got to be focused, like, do what he says, like, just do everything you can for your teammates, because, like, you're working towards a national championship, and I think that's what everyone, like, that's, like, what pushed us so hard in practice and weights and everything.
Next question is for Lexi. You played at the number 2 spot with Lindsey Sparks and were pretty successful during the season. What do you attribute that success to?
Honestly, Lindsey is an insane player. Like, she is one of the smartest, like, players I've ever played with. And, like, I think that was so fun for, like, me to play with her, because she has more experience than me and she's been through a lot. So it was really cool to learn from her and play with her, because she's an amazing player. But I think that our mindsets towards the game are, like, really similar. And so when we got in trouble, we would think of the game a lot of similar ways. So I think that's what helped us through adversity when we played together.
And then for Riley and Deb, both of you played in the number 4 spot. As the, what I can gather from the statistics, the only freshman pair other than the Norses at USC, which either tells me there is going to be a lot invested in both of you in the UCLA future. So Coach Metzger has high expectations for you guys at the Bruins. What does that mean to the both of you? And since Deb's got the big smile, we'll go ahead and hit her up first.
Yeah, I think that starting off, Riley and I did not expect to play with each other, but we had, I don't know how to put it into words, but I think that both of our playing styles, like, we love to be fired up and we love to celebrate and have fun with the game. And I think that we realized, like, we played LSU and we ended up losing the game, but the energy that, and that was our biggest game together. It was our first day playing together. And that was, like, the most amazing time I could probably say I've had, except for another game at USC. But when me and Riley play together, like, I don't know what it is, but we just, like, I feel like I don't have any stress in the world, because, like, she gets me and, like, I get her. And, like, it was just, it was an amazing experience to play with Riley. And I think our expectations from Stein was, he expects highly of us, but it's, like, a lot. It's really nice when someone expects high from you, because you get to rise to the occasion and meet those expectations, and to do it with someone who you're so close to is super, super fun.
So you didn't poach Lexi's original partner, because I met Lexi and Riley over the summer and they were partners. So you didn't poach her.
I know.
All right, Riley, what are your thoughts on your future as a Bruin and your expectations?
Yeah, at first, like, me and Devin, like, literally were like, there's no way we would ever, like, play together. And then one day Stan was like, all right, you guys are playing together. And we were like, kind of like we were like super stoked just because like we are so close off the court, it helps us like connect on the court. And both of us are like very energetic when we play, and I like playing with someone that like will scream in my face like let's go, like whenever we do something good, like it gets me so fired up. And it was great playing with Devin. And for expectations for next season, I guess just try to get better every day and work hard every day in practice. And yeah, I'm like really excited for next year.
Well, looking back at this abbreviated 2020 season, I've got to ask, what was what are your memorable moments, be it on or off the court? And we'll start with Dev.
So I think on the court is when we had our opening game at versus USC at UCLA, and Riley and I were playing together, and Jenny was our coach at the time for our on-court coach. And I think that Riley and I were so nervous to play USC because it's such a big match for us, and we had so many like supporting people there to watch. And the energy that we had was something that I've never fully experienced, and like it was just such a high. So for volleyball moments, that was definitely my favorite. And then I'd say off the court, like honestly everything, but I loved going to, we went to Big Bear with our team, and it was just a big bonding trip for all of us. We also went to Europe. So we just, all the bonding trips we had was so amazing because our team is, I never thought a team could be so close to each other, and we are. And so to experience that just makes everything amazing.
Excellent. How about you, Lexi? On or off the court, your special moments of 2020.
Yeah, I think, like Devin said, I think our first game against USC at home was one of the most, like, memorable ones for me, just because, like, I remember I was on the side of, like, watching Riley and Devin play, and, like, screaming my head off, like, whenever they would do something insane, and it happened, like, many times. But then, like, after that, like, I think it was just really fun for all of us. Like, we kept running between, like, courts and, like, cheering our teammates on, and, like, that for me was, like, just so fun to be able to, like, be in that environment with everyone, and then pull out the win, too, so that was, like, that's always nice. But then, honestly, off the court, like, it's just something that's kind of unexplainable. Like, every single time we're together is somehow memorable. Like, we are always, like, doing something that, like, it'll make us die laughing at least, like, once or twice when we're all together. And, like, obviously, like, the team trips are really fun, but just spending time with each other is just, like, so memorable.
Excellent. How about you, Riley? Take a shot at it. On and off the court, favorite experiences.
On the court, definitely my favorite was playing USC, just because it was, like, so fun. We got to, it was, like, our first game versus USC, and we got to play on the new courts, which was super great, and, like, all our friends and family came to support, and, like, it was just super fun. Like, we had so much energy, and then, like, getting to support your teammates after, it's just great, and, like, I don't know, it's just, like, the feeling, like, after you win, especially against a rival like that, it's just, like, super exciting. And off the court, my favorite was definitely going to Europe. I was, like, super nervous coming into school, just, like, being with, like, everyone, and I think being, like, going to Europe, like, made me and us, like, all the freshmen, like, get super close with all the other girls, which made it a lot easier coming into school.
You know, it's funny. I thought for sure both USC matches would have been on the radar for both you guys, because if I remember correctly, it came down to the number five pairs matchup between Megan Murray and was it Mac May? They were playing the fives, and it came down to their matches. They were dual deciding matches, and it was like the energy was insane, both at MAPES at UCLA and at Merle Norman Stadium. I just remember the teams converging on those courts. I mean, it's what beach volleyball is made of, you know, it's that high energy. And I'm seeing all you guys avoiding each other as you cross the sides of the court on the side switches. They're friends off the court, but not on the court. But you guys had some special matches that were, I mean, that the USC-UCLA is always a good one, but I thought for sure LSU, just because of the crowd that they had at their place, was insane. You know, watching the feed, and there were no commentators, but gosh, it was, that atmosphere and climate was intense. But hey, you guys have your experience. What's the Europe one I need to ask about? Because I think for our listeners and viewers here, you know, a few of you referred to the Europe trip, and I know about it, but just explain what happened, and just whoever wants to explain, just pop in.
I can take it. I want to say it was like a week and a half, 2 week trip to Europe over before school started. So it was July. And we had, for us, we had never like really been with the team yet. So we got to UCLA a week or two early to start training all together. And during the Europe trip, we would all train in different locations and play against different teams. Like, we went to Croatia and played against their teams, and because we'd all be paired up with different random people. So overall, it was just an amazing cultural experience. But then it was also like, this is the first time we'd ever really interacted with our team and been a part of our team. So to spend like 2 weeks together just training and playing volleyball in an amazing countries was a very big bonding experience, and it got us started on like a really good note.
Great. Thanks for explaining that. Well, let's take a break right there. And our next segment, we're going to take an inside look at our three athletes on the screen, Lexi Denneberg, Devin Newberry, and Riley Powers, in our rundown segment. Hey everyone, you're watching the Viral Volley podcast, or listening if you're in your car or other mobile device. Got Lexi Denneberg, Riley Powers, and Devin Newberry from UCLA Beach. And we are in our rundown segment, which is similar to playing defense off the block. You have to be quick on your feet, ready to respond right back and get back in transition and put the ball away. So I've randomly selected some questions to bounce each of them. And the order we're going to go in the answer is, I feel like I need to go Riley first, Devin second, then Lexi will close out each question in that order. So the randomly selected questions. You guys ready to go?
Yeah.
Oh, fear, nervousness, and everything else. We'll start off easy. Riley, what's your go-to song before a match or a duel?
Ooh. Anything to baby. Like, both of them know that. It just gets me really hyped before a game.
Deb?
Before, I wouldn't know, but now meeting Riley, it's DaBaby too.
And you, Lexi?
Yeah, honestly, same. Like, we just like blast that music and start screaming to it, and it just gets us so hyped.
All right, who of you would be coined as the most stubborn? Riley?
I would say Devin.
I would say me too.
Yeah, I would say Devin.
And who is the most shy of the three of you? Riley?
I would say Lexi.
I would say Lexi.
Yeah, I would say me too.
And the most dorky? Riley, go ahead.
Do you mean like school-wise or like?
It's open to interpretation.
If it was school-wise, like Lexi, but if it was like earth-wise, like probably me.
Yeah, I agree. School wise would be Lexi, but if it was like ditziness and like a little clumsy, maybe it'd be Riley.
Yeah, I agree with that.
All right, the favorite place for you to be is fill in the blank, Riley.
Beach.
I would say all together in my dorm room.
Yeah, I would say either at the beach or all together in our friend Merrick's dorm room.
All right. What is your, or what has been your least favorite class of your first year and why, Riley?
I would say Philosophy 8 because it is really like conceptual ideas and it just gets like super confusing.
I would say Psych 10 because I thought it was going well and the final was not what I expected it to be.
I would say Life Science 7A because it is hands down the hardest class, the hardest biology class I've ever taken. And I did not think I was going to get through it, but I did, so.
All right. What is your favorite app at the moment? But well, let's change it up. Let's go with Dev first on this one.
TikTok.
TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Go to Lexi.
Yeah, definitely TikTok. It wastes a lot of time when you're not distracted at all.
And Riley.
Yeah, TikTok. Love it.
All right. I'm curious about this question here, but it's not dream partner to play with on the AVP or FIVB tour. Start with Dev.
Is it from our team or is it from like anywhere?
Anyone. Could be anyone.
Okay. I'll go Sarah Sponsel. Yeah.
You just missed her by a year.
I know.
How about you, Lexi?
Okay, if she was still playing, probably Misty May, just because she is literally the best player I've ever seen.
She can come back and still play. That's what's scary. Yeah, how about you, Riley?
Probably Alex Kleiman, because right. She's like an amazing player, amazing blocker, just great.
All right. How about what is your favorite team or person to play against? And we'll start with Lexi on this one.
Favorite team, like college beach volleyball team?
You name it, whichever one, or it could be a pair in club or juniors or?
Probably, well, favorite team, like UCLA. Like, I just love that team. And if I'm saying, like, favorite team to play against, probably LSU or USC. Those are two really fun teams to play.
All right. Let's go to Riley on that one.
Yeah, my favorite team to play is probably LSU, just because, like, it's just, like, all back and forth, like, super fun, super energized, and I just really like playing them.
All right, Dev?
I would say LSU, but at LSU, because their stadium is amazing.
Yes, it is. All right, here you go. Of the three of you, who is most likely to get arrested? Lexi.
Riley.
How about you, Dev?
Riley.
And Riley?
Both of them, not me.
If you could create a funny username or handle on social media for one of your teammates, who's that teammate and what would it be? We'll go with Dev.
Oh, come on.
Just to give you a little precursor, like Pepperdine's Gigi Hernandez, her Twitter handle is Get Gigi With It.
Okay.
Sarah Putt of FSU, turned down for Putt.
Mm-hmm. I would say, I don't have the exact words, but I would say something about Abby and something about food.
All right, that works. All right, Lexi, how about you?
Honestly, that's kind of a tough question, but I would probably say something about, like, Lily and how intimidating she can be, like something along those lines.
All right. And how about you, Riley?
Yeah, I agree with Lexi. I would like make Lily's like freshman slayer or something. Like, I don't know. She like started freshman slayer. So much before we went in. I was like, oh my god.
She's got a little street in her. I'd watch out for her. All right. Which of you is most likely to get a tattoo? Unless, of course, you already have one, which I don't know. So we'll start with Riley.
I would say Lexi.
How about you, Dev?
I'd say Riley.
Yeah, I think I would say Riley, too.
And finally, if you could choose to be quarantined with for someone in the next 6 months, who would that be? We'll go with Dev first on that one.
Riley and Lexi.
I had a feeling you'd say that. How about you, Riley?
Yeah, them too also.
And then Lexi, let me guess. Them too?
100%, these two, I love them.
I thought there'd be some dude or some.
That's true. All of us.
Well, those are great answers. And let's close out our segment there. Ladies, I just want to thank you so much for taking time today to come on the Viral Volley Podcast and volleyballmag.com. And it's always a pleasure to speak with all of you and see you guys playing, most importantly. And how about this? Let's end with any parting thoughts. Like, what would you tell people watching or listening in regards to the times that we're in to encourage them? Because we're going to see the other side of this, but just to give some of our listeners and viewers some wisdom, some hope, and some encouragement. Let's start with Riley.
I would say just don't take anything for granted. I think being in quarantine has made me, like, be super thankful for all the friendships I had at school and, like, just playing all the time. Just, like, I was so lucky when I got to do that, and now, like, being in quarantine, it's definitely a change. While you're in quarantine, I would say just stay positive, because there is going to be a day where everything is back to normal, and just try to keep busy, like, pick up new hobbies and stuff like that.
Cool. How about you, Dev?
Yeah, I would say while you're in quarantine, wake up every day doing something that makes you happy, and try new things that you've never been able to try before because of your schedule. And I would say same as Ryan, like, always be grateful for what you had, because this is a perfect example of you never know when it's going to be gone.
All right, Lexi, close us out.
Yeah, I think that during this time when, like, we can't really go out and do the things we want to do, I think it's really helpful to, like, figure out what we want and, like, work towards that, no matter how much or how big that, like, work is. Like, I've been asking myself this, like, a lot every single day, like, if this was your last day, like, at the end of the day, would you be happy with everything that you did? And so that's been, like, really helping me, like, get better and stay motivated, because, like, there is going to be a day where we all go back to our normal lives, like, playing sports. Like, I don't really think it's going to be the same, but I think that we can, like, all get it back to how it, like, similar it, how it was. But yeah, I just think that really not taking for granted things that we used to do without thought.
Excellent. Well, again, thank you, ladies, for taking the time of your day. And I guess this is still, you're not in finals yet, so you're probably midterm-ish. So appreciate the time to come on board here.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Rob. Reality is to the law of attraction.